Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Over 1,500 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Pennsylvania, bringing the statewide total to over 10,000. KYW Sadas Kuznets reports those case numbers are expected to continue going up.
Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine says at the moment, the state has adequate capacity and ventilators in the hospital system and has ordered additional ventilators that should be arriving this month in anticipation of an expected surge of patients. But
unfortunately, there is no evidence that the virus is slowing down. All the models that we have show continued growth.
Meanwhile, she points out that while the focus right now is on coronavirus, prior to this pandemic, opioids and substance abuse were the biggest public health crisis across the nation. And she reminds people that those services are still available.
Treatment for substance use disorder is considered a life-sustaining activity, an essential activity that you need to continue to receive.
She adds making sure that the need for hospital care doesn't exceed the state's capacity should be everyone's priority right now. And she says that can only be done if people change their behaviors, stay at home, wash their hands, and wear a mask if going out for essential activities.
And so we're going to depend upon Pennsylvanians to do the right thing for themselves, for their family, for their community, and for our Commonwealth.
Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
Philadelphia health officials today confirmed 578 additional coronavirus cases in town, bringing the total number to just over 3,000. The health department also says 9 more people have died from the respiratory illness here in the city, bringing Philadelphia's death toll to 35. City officials are also asking all residents to wear masks over their mouth and nose if and when they leave their homes.